8th of September in the morning at the golf club with John, L, Sukin, Nina, Sarah, Betty, Tom, Ivan, Beverly, Knowing.
They will learn Dharma like people in the Buddha's time, okay? Mm.
Meaning what?
Meaning just understand the reality right now that we are not used to, because usually we read a lot and we think about the word or the meaning a lot. But actually, it should be the understanding of reality right now. For example, there is seeing right now, and if we can understand seeing as not self better and better, then we'll see that it's all the explanation about seeing in the Tipitaka itself. It's not just want to know the word and the meaning, but to understand the reality right now, like seeing or hearing or thinking. So, do we know anything about seeing right now as reality? So, since we have read a lot about seeing and we remember that there is seeing, just remember that it's seeing, but there is no direct understanding seeing as just a reality. At moment of seeing, there is no body. In reality, there is no body at all. But in our mind, we still think that I am sitting and hearing about seeing, right? But if we pay attention to the understanding that which sees now as a reality, and nobody knows that it has a reason, so it sees, not I. Seeing does its work, its function to see. Nobody can do that at all. And we didn't know before that whenever seeing arises, there must be conditions for its arising.
Right.
For example, the seven jetasikas, no one knows about that at all. Because even knowing the characteristic of seeing as not self, just an element only, which has arisen by conditions to see and is gone. This is the understanding of seeing right now. So that we can understand better and better how it's conditioned to see. Because we cannot just have seeing at will at all. Whenever there is no I base, it's impossible to have seeing arise to see. So usually we don't understand that what appears must be conditioned so it can arise and experience a reality. And more than that, there is no body here at all. No place, no book, just moment of seeing. In reality, when Panya grows, it can experience directly that which sees, just by itself, no one is there. But before that stage, there is always, I am thinking about seeing right now. But actually, when time comes, no other things else except that which experiences visible object. And that which experiences visible object does not have shape, it does not have form at all, just an element. So we come to understand the meaning of nama, or that which doesn't have shape, doesn't have form at all. So this is the way. So the studying of Dharma is right now, instead of thinking about meditation, because we don't know what Panya knows from meditation. But by understanding reality right now, one knows that Panya grows and grows and grows. And that's the real meaning of development of insight or understanding. Because Panya understands whatever appears now. Otherwise, how can Panya arise? Because it does not understand reality right now. So it's useless to see, and there is no understanding of reality which sees.
So the Panya that understands the reality as it is, like for example seeing as seeing, is a high level of Panya, right? It's not like you have direct understanding of each reality, it's a high level of Panya. So therefore, right now we are discussing about the Dhamma. So it's another level of Panya, like maybe at the beginning.
Even to understand the meaning of Dhamma, if there is no understanding of seeing, no understanding of Dhamma at all. Because seeing is Dhamma. So when there is understanding, Dhamma as Dhamma, it means that understanding reality, which is now appearing as it is. And this is the way people in the old days study Dhamma, by understanding whatever appears as a reality.
I was struck by when you said understand seeing as a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when we try to pay attention to seeing,
mm-hmm.
it's not seeing as a reality that is the object.
It's the self who's trying. So Panya can see the self there. Otherwise, there's no way to eliminate the idea of self, because where is the self? But whenever the self is there, Panya can see that it's not the understanding, but it's the self which is trying to do something all the time. So one gets closer and closer to what is the titti and what is sakaya titti. We keep on saying sakaya titti. But whenever it arises, no understanding. And that is the function of avijja, because it cannot understand.
I was going to ask about this, because when you say it's the self who's trying,
the wrong view, wrong view, understanding,
there is
no self. Yeah.
So the reality at that moment,
cling to
that
reality as I.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is an opportunity for the characteristic of wrong view,
mm-hmm.
to be known.
If there is no understanding of wrong view, how can wrong view be eradicated?
Right.
It's impossible. So we keep on just thinking about Dhamma, not understanding the Dhamma which is now appearing.
So as of now, we are in fact accumulating more and more ignorance, since we don't know seeing. I mean, most of them is just thinking. So how does Panya counter all that? We're accumulating so much more ignorance.
That's why there must be hearing and considering and understanding from time to time. Otherwise, how can Panya grow? We talk about Panya, which can insight the true nature of realities, but how come that Panya, without hearing carefully, considering carefully, and just begin to understand about reality which is now appearing?
But the accumulation of ignorance, doesn't that make it harder?
Again, we don't have to think about what hinder and how hard or how thick it is, but the understanding of reality can be right now at this moment of hearing about seeing. See, this is the beginning. Otherwise, we try to go back to know what conditions this and that.
Yes, but even those moments of understanding theoretically are so little compared to the ignorance accumulated at other times.
It doesn't matter at all, as long as that is the beginning of understanding. Otherwise, there is no beginning at all.
Yes, but no, it doesn't matter. We can't change anything. But then I'm wondering, how does the understanding overcome the ignorance?
How can you get that understanding without the direct awareness?
Yes, how?
No way, no other way.
Because so
just
much ignorance.
Just imagining, estimating.
Yes, I know that.
So it's useless. But now the understanding, like the light, will get rid of the darkness. If there is no light, then darkness is there. How dark it is, how thick avijja is. If you keep on thinking about how thick it is, it's useless. Just how we can have better understanding from hearing and considering. For example, at the moment of the sharp and developed Panya, there is no one here, see, this is the truth. Because citta arises one at a time. At moment of seeing, there is not even the idea of I am seeing. Because that element is doing its function, seeing. It sees, that's all. At moment of hearing, when all realities are separated as one doorway, just one doorway at a time, one can understand better. That it must be like this. And the understanding grows from hearing and considering until right awareness arises as natural and begin to study to understand realities.
So when, right from the beginning, we have to understand what each characteristic of the Dhamma. Like before, this is us seeing this, hearing that. So now when we first start, we have to understand that each characteristic is the Dhamma only, right? And you consider what you hear, what you listen, and what you have discussed.
We think that we are hearing and we are considering But forget that, because all dharmas arise and perform their function. They all do their functions naturally in a second, in a split second already. There can be understanding right now by all those dharmas. No one at all. And this is the point of developing understanding of realities as not self. So many hidden realities, like all jetasikas, arise with citta, performing their functions and then following all the time. And this is the way to study Dhamma, the reality which is now appearing.
It has to be constantly considering what you have heard.
I think that there is no rule. Otherwise, one tries and tries to make surrounding or situation. But those moments are conditioned by one's accumulation. And one keeps on saying or thinking about accumulation. But here and now, each word, each move, each thinking is conditioned. So in order to really understand realities as not self, is the natural way. And whenever awareness arises, there can be the understanding of the accumulation of each individual moment. So natural. Otherwise the self is trying so hard, and that is wrong. Because when there is the understanding of seeing no other reality like pain or thinking at all.
And you mean in that split second?
At the moment of seeing, there is nothing. No self, no pain, no disease, no illness, no home. Just that moment arising and experience. And if there can be understanding of reality like this, no worry, because citta is so relaxing by having kusala or wholesome jetasikas arising and performing their function from moment to moment. But this idea of self always creeps in all the time. That's why Panya can see that that is the moment of taking realities for self, trying to do something.
So would you say this is the main difference between a discussion like the one we're having now and the times when we are back home and just thinking by ourselves?
Or each moment.
This is in the light of something we've been talking about.
I see you going there.
Yeah, I'm trying to focus on the importance, the benefit of, say, a discussion like we're having now and when we are just remembering what we've discussed and reminding ourselves later when we're on our own that it's just nama and rupa.
That is not this moment, see? And it's conditioned by one's accumulation, unknowingly. So whenever there is panya, no concern about future realities which haven't come yet. Just reality at this moment. And that's why we can understand the moment without awareness and moment with awareness. And one understands that usually there is always going across this moment by seeing something, not as it is. For example, what is seen is just a reality, an element which can appear only to seeing, not to other citta at all. If there is understanding of this reality as just a reality, no concern, no worry about what would be the next visible object. There must be by conditions, etc.
Self trying to decide.
I don't know, it's all working for me. It's so simple, it's so natural by conditions. I don't feel I can articulate.
Nina said in the car that she remembers everything you said at the first meeting. Sorry, she has a very good recollection of the discussion that took place. And that for her to reflect on that is enough. And for example, a discussion such as this, she doesn't particularly see the need for repeated reminders.
There is no rule at all.
I'm reminding myself, I think the conditions, feel the condition nature. Whatever awareness or consideration is arising by conditions, it isn't like I need reminders or I don't need reminders. There's just a little bit more recognition of the condition nature of it.
But then the problem is the self who is trying to decide which is better.
The thinking. Yeah. There are only six doorways.
What's
the more one understands about the six barriers, there's no self, even thinking right now, whether it thinks or not, thinks wrongly or rightly, depending on conditions. It shows that there is more understanding of the anattaness of reality. Otherwise, there's clinging or making rule or trying to have surrounding or whatever.
Yes.
As
I mean, we are at a discussion, it's by conditions. We are alone, it's by conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by thinking, oh, if I have more of this or that, then it would go faster or go slower. I don't know, I think John has really impressed that upon me. It's so natural. You have to consider, you have to study, but that the conditioned nature of it is so free. Because, as I said, there are only six doorways. You can kind of, it's possible. I was saying to Jonathan that yesterday when we spoke a few moments and you said how slow it is to accumulate panya. But still, if there is the confidence that panya can be accumulated as slowly as it is.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of that confidence. I think you, from the very first time I met you, instilled that confidence that has grown in little tiny ways.
All your desikas were from moment to moment to yourself.
Some people, I'm not talking about Nina, but other people, they think, okay, well, they've heard what you said. Okay, seeing is visible object, it's clear, they understand the message. So they go back to their other countries and think, okay, they don't really need to hear anymore.
Usually we think about the others, but yes, not about Dhamma,
yes.
See. So it hinders the understanding.
Yes.
Like, what about this and what about that person? Yes. But actually, what about reality right now? Nobody at all. Just different moment of experiencing through one of the six doorways. And the six is the worst.
The mind door.
The mind door.
Because of all the thinking,
yes.
The endless thinking, yeah. Which totally covers up.
Yeah. Even there's no experiencing through the five doorways at all. It's there.
The
making up story about everything.
Yes.
And knowing that it's just thinking. Just a moment of thinking.
Even making up stories about visible object and seeing all the time.
Because Jerome has a very bad vision. I'm around somebody whose visible object is so different than the other visible object. That has been an opportunity for me to reflect and consider on the nature of seeing in a way that I think I might not have had the opportunity by conditions that you can't see anything. So you realize that it's just seeing and that there's nobody in it because he can't see the same things I see.
Also, I think another point related to the discussion is often on the tapes you talk about the importance of listening more, but by listening more, it's not a question of number of hours or amount of time or being in the place. It's a question of the real considering of Dhamma. So when you talk about listening more, you're not talking about actually just hearing the Dhamma, you're talking about understanding.
We think about what we heard, right?
Yes.
So when we hear more about Dhamma, what should we think about?
More about Dhamma.
Yes.
So you're referring to both the hearing more and as a condition for the considering more.
I think considering is related to the actual hearing. Without actually hearing, you can't consider.
Yeah. So it is both. It's the actual hearing and the considering.
But it also goes back to what Nina said just a moment ago, was the idea if she hadn't had the Pariyatti learning at the beginning, she would never have known about considering, about being aware of what dhammas are arising at what moment and so forth. So the Pariyatti learning is so important as a basis for any other learning to take place.
But one knows what Pariyatti is. It's not just the book or the words,
right.
But it's the studying of realities right now.
Yeah.